Page 35. Video Talk. Exercises 3A and 3B.
What is synesthesia?
What color is Saturday?
What color is this note?
What? Do these questions make sense to you? If they do, you might have synesthesia. If you are among the approximately 4% of the population with this condition, you may very well see colors when you hear particular words or musical notes. For people who don't experience it, synesthesia might not even sound real. After all, most of us can close our eyes while we're listening to music and picture a bunch of colors. But synesthesia is not imagination. It's a harmless neurological condition that causes people to perceive things with several senses at once. Researchers don't know what causes it, but the condition is detectable in brain scans. So, for example, if a person sees Monday as blue, the brain scan shows the visual cortex lighting up when they hear the word Monday, even if they are blindfolded. Sometimes synesthesia involves strange combinations, like letters that have a strong taste, but most commonly it means that music or words have color. The composer Franz Liszt had this type of synesthesia. It was so strong that it led him to correct his orchestra by color, telling them to make the music bluer or less rose-colored. Unfortunately, even if all of the musicians were synesthetes, this wouldn't have been helpful because different people associate sounds and colors differently. The visual artist Wassily Kandinsky was not a musician. He's known as an abstract painter, but it is widely believed that he had this same condition. He described his art as an attempt to paint what he saw while listening to music, and many of his paintings have musical titles. But in addition to seeing music, some people believe that he could also hear color. He describes hearing his paint box hiss as a child. The pop musician, Tori Amos, has a different kind of synesthesia. Instead of associating single notes with colors, her condition allows her to see her music in patterns of light. She describes a completed song as a light creature and says there's different ones for every song. Amos, like many musicians, enjoys her synesthesia. But one person who didn't enjoy the condition was the Russian novelist Vladimir Nabokov. His mind associated letters with colors. He said G and J were shades of brown, while B, M, and V were different reds. He described it as a hallucination, and he said he didn't find it useful. Synesthesia can involve any combination of sight, hearing, touch, or taste. And even people who have the same kind of synesthesia, like seeing music as color, have different perceptions. Some see dark blue when they hear the note C, and some see pink or green. Synesthesia is a fascinating condition. It is also a powerful reminder that we can never really look at the world through someone else's eyes.